During the Renaissance and the Baroque eras, dugongs were often exhibited in wunderkammers. They were also presented as Fiji mermaids in sideshows.
It has to be very, 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 very soft. So I sing a lot softer than I would usually do when I sing.
Dugong meat and oil have traditionally been some of the most valuable foods of the Australian Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders. Dugongs have also played a role in legends in Kenya, and the animal is known there as the Queen of the Sea. Body parts are used as food, medicine, and decorations. In the Gulf states, dugongs serve not only as a source of food, but their tusks were used as sword handles. Dugong oil is important to people in India, and its meat is believed to be an aphrodisiac.
I love it.
Dugong ribs were used to make carvings in Japan. In southern China, dugongs were traditionally regarded as a miraculous fish, and it was bad luck to catch them.
Very funny.
In the Philippines, dugongs are thought to bring bad luck, and parts of them are used to ward against evil spirits.
I don't know.
In areas of Thailand, it is believed that the dugong's tears form a powerful love potion, while in parts of Indonesia, they are considered reincarnations of women. In Papua New Guinea, they are seen as a symbol of strength.
Okay, you can play now.
Very, 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 very soft. Very, very soft.